Srila Prabhupada gives an example. How if you hear a thing enough times, you believe it. Even if there's really no reality to it. But that's all about what material propaganda is about. You just keep hearing the same thing again and again and again. Even if it doesn't make sense, you believe it. Because it must be true. Prabhupada gives an example of a young man. And he had a whole group of friends around him. And they wanted to disturb his mind. So they all met without him and said, "Let us really make him an anxiety. And let us all have a conspiracy where whenever we meet him, we say, 'Ah, you have become a ghost.'" So they all agreed. So this young man went to one friend and, "Huh? You're a ghost!" He says, "I'm not a ghost, I'm the same person I always was." "No, you're a ghost! Ah!" He runs away. Something's wrong with that person. And then he meets his next friend. "Ah! Ghost! Ghost! You've become a ghost!" He says, "I'm not a ghost, I'm the same friend you've always had." He said, no, you're a..." He runs away. And after about a dozen of his friends say, ghost, you've become a ghost," he actually became really depressed. He was thinking, "I have become a ghost." So the Prabhupada tells another story of how the influence of others can change our perception of reality. Prabhupada said when he was young, he went to a cinema. And there was a famous British comedian of the name Max Linden. And he said in this, he was going to a ballroom dance. And on the way he had very beautiful formal attire for a ballroom dance with long tails and traditional. So on the way he sat in a park bench. And some naughty boys, they went from behind. He didn't see. And they nailed some of his clothes to the bench. And when he got up, they ripped, but he didn't know it. And he went to the ballroom and he started dancing. And people were looking at him like, "Huh?" Because the back of his thighs were showing. Skin was showing, part of his rear side was showing. And this is a formal British dance. And all these aristocratic people, you know, there's... They said, "What is this?" He said, "What is what?" He said, "Look, this..." So many people were saying things about him. He went to the bathroom to see, and he looked in the mirror and he saw, "My God, I'm exposed." But he was very intelligent because he knew human psychology. So he went right back into the ballroom and started dancing so enthusiastic with such dynamics that he was just vibrant. And people were looking at him like, and they were asking, "What is that?" He says, "Oh, you don't know? That's the new fashion." And he kept dancing and dancing very proudly. He said, "This is the new fashion." So what happened is everyone in the ballroom started ripping the back part of their clothes off, exposing their rear ends and their thighs and dancing. And everyone there was thinking, "This is the new fashion." And everyone was dancing with great excitement and enthusiasm. So this is how propaganda, the influence of others, can really, really affect our whole thinking of reality. The society around us. We assume things to be true because they've just always been considered that way by so many people. From the Bible and Srimad Bhagavatam, They say when the blind lead the blind, they both fall into the ditch.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.